Thank you and good afternoon. Humboldt State University has announced that it has settled a lawsuit between the school and former sports information director and employee Dan Pambianco. Pambianco sued the school in 2014 and brought forth allegations of misuse of funds by the athletic department staff, including athletic director Dan Collin and Tom Trepiak. The school has repeatedly denied the accusations, and last year Pambianco pulled those allegations from the lawsuit, and he has been paid $5,000 by the school as a part of the settlement. In exchange, Pambianco will drop all claims in their entirety and will never seek employment within the Cal State system in the future. Humboldt deputies arrested 22-year-old Jessica Alexander following a probation search that was conducted at a Hillcrest residence in Myrtletown on Wednesday night. Two other individuals were located at the residence, 27-year-old Ashley Page and a 28-year-old male who would later be released at the scene. The search of the home turned up stolen property stemming from a case headed by the Eureka Police Department, controlled substances, as well as keys that belonged to the Humboldt County Jail. Alexander was booked into county jail on numerous charges, and Page was issued a citation for her warrant and possession of stolen property. Deputies responded to a report of a possible child abduction that occurred on Snow Camp Road in Blue Lake Wednesday night. 38-year-old Kenneth Lee and 38-year-old Nicole Olson were seen leaving in a vehicle with Olson's three children. While deputies were en route, they spotted the vehicle and conducted a traffic stop. It was determined that Lee was driving without a license, and Olson had a felony warrant out in her name. The children were unharmed. Olson and Lee were booked into county jail, and the reporting party took custody of the children. Thomas O'Rourke was sworn in as the Yurok Tribe chairman this afternoon following the resignation of James Dunlap earlier this week. Dunlap resigned after old news articles surfaced online related to his arrest in the late 1980s for the murder of his infant daughter. He was charged with second-degree murder and sentenced to 15 years in prison following that arrest. "This is a sad day, but we're going to get through this and make sure that it never happens again," O'Rourke said in a statement. "We are still a young government, and this is not something we'll forget, but we're going to move forward." Dunlap resigned from the position on Tuesday. The Delmar County Sheriff's Office has issued a be on the lookout. Dan Squire has more.
The Delmar County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 20-year-old Layla Sternad, who was wanted in connection with an assault and attempted robbery involving a firearm and a shot fired in the early morning hours on Tuesday in Smith River. Sternad was to meet someone at the location, and she was accompanied by two masked men who assaulted the victim and demanded money. The victim was able to flee, but later crashed his car and then fled on foot to call 911. Sternad, an adult white female, 5'4", 130 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, was arrested in January for her alleged involvement in an armed robbery at a residence in Smith River last November. Sternad is accused of firing at the house as she fled the scene with two masked accomplices, and she remains at large.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka City Council unanimously approved new amendments that were added to the Aggressive Solicitation Municipal Code at their council meeting. Some of the new amendments to the Panhandling Ordinance prohibit people from soliciting on median strips and roadways, gas stations, public transportation stops, as well as driveways that access businesses across the city. The ordinance was originally passed in 1995, and this is the third time amendments have been added or revised. The new amendments will go into effect on April 14th. This afternoon, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office issued a be on the lookout for an 8-year-old boy who has been missing since April of 2015. Wilder Brown is believed to be with his mother, Donna French, who has three felony warrants related to the kidnapping of Brown. Brown went to visit French last spring. During that time, French moved into a different home and has kept Wilder from his father since. The whereabouts of French and Brown remain unknown, and they were last seen near Fort Bragg. Anyone with information related to Brown is asked to contact authorities. Humboldt County residents who want to add their comments and ideas to the discussion surrounding the county budget have until 5 p.m. on Friday to submit comments to county staff. The Board of Supervisors held a community meeting earlier this month to solicit public feedback on budget priorities and needs the county is looking at to close the budget deficit, amongst other items. You can leave comments on the county website. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.